Since the dawn of time, mankind has embarked on an endless quest for knowledge. Now, the time has come for players to put their intellect to the test in the ultimate mental arena where only the most cerebral among us will emerge victorious. This is Literal Genius.
It is Literal Genius. We are back to close out January of 2025 with another heaping helping of that good pop culture trivia. We've had a very close month. Do not let the scores fool you. I know one of these people are up two to nothing, but it has been very, very close, ladies and gentlemen. I can guarantee you that. And I think we might be in for a little bit of an upset this episode, but we shall find out soon. Let's meet our two players who have been with us all month and are closing it out with us right now. On my left, at one point, all he wanted for Christmas was his two front teeth. It is Joseph.
Happy to be back on the show.
Got to say, the choppers are looking great now. So, you know, kudos to the dentist.
Thank you.
What happened, by the way?
I was playing freeze tag on the elementary school jungle gym, I think in fourth grade, and I was looking behind me as I was running forward, and I tripped off the edge and face-planted on the concrete street.
That'll happen to the best of us. And on my right, she's a musician, and she's looking to play up some revenge with the string section.
Yes.
I just added that part. I don't know why. It's Aaliyah.
Hello.
Aaliyah, how are you feeling right now? These have been so close, and I promise you, no one at home, no one listening, is thinking any less of you, but I know you badly want to get this win.
Oh, yeah. I'm coming for Joseph this time. I'm going to win. I can feel it.
Look, trivia is tough. You never know what's coming down the pike. We had some maybe film-centric kind of stuff early on. Maybe that was going to favor him. You never know what it's going to be. I hope something you feel a little more comfortable with. We will find out very, very soon. We're going to start, though, as we always do, with round one, general knowledge trivia. We got three categories. We're going to pick two of them for now. And Joseph, we're going back to you because you are in the hot seat. You get command over selecting our first category of the following. They are murder mysteries, famous sidekicks, and Honey, I'm Holmes.
Let's start with sidekicks.
Famous sidekicks. I like it. We got six questions here. 1 point for a correct answer, 1 point for a steal. You know how it goes. You guys are veterans of it at this point. So let's just get into some trivia. Question number one. Joseph, billed by some as the Forgotten Brother, this video game plumber finally got his time to shine in a critically acclaimed series of Haunted Mansion titles.
Luigi.
Yeah, that name has some interesting meanings nowadays. That's all I'm going to say about that. Moving right along, question number one goes to Joseph with 1 point. Aaliyah, question number two. Originally a doctor in the infamous Arkham Asylum, this femme fatale soon became the first lady of crime as sidekick to the Joker.
Harley Quinn.
Yeah, whether she sings or whether she doesn't, you still get the point for her. Question number three, we're all tied up. Joseph, this fictional Native American sidekick to the Lone Ranger was most recently portrayed by Johnny Depp in Disney's 2013 film, and we'll ignore the fact that he wore a bird on his head.
Tonto.
Tonto is correct. Solid category, 3 for 3, very good job. Let's keep it going, Aaliyah. Question number four, played on the big screen by Chloe Grace Moretz, Mindy McCready, the breakout star of the Kick-Ass universe, is better known by this superhero moniker.
Hit Girl?
Hit Girl's correct. Perfect category so far, I like it. We're tied 2-2. We'll see if Joseph can do with question number five. Joseph, portrayed for 28 years by Don Knotts, Barney Fife is the bumbling but well-meaning deputy to Mayberry's Sheriff Andy Taylor on this classic American series.
Oh, son of a gun. Barney Fife. Is it the Andy Griffith Show?
Yes, it is.
Oh, wow.
Joseph up 3-3. Let's get a perfect category here. Aaliyah, question number six. Coming onto the scene in 1605 in a novel by Miguel de Cervantes, Sancho Panza is the grounded and humorous squire to this titular idealistic Knight of the Lions.
It's on the tip of my tongue.
I can repeat the question if it helps.
Yes, please.
Coming onto the scene, in a 1605 novel by Miguel de Cervantes, Sancho Panza is the grounded and humorous squire to this titular idealistic Knight of the Lions. She so badly wants to tie it up. He can't win again. That's what she's saying right now in her head.
Yep. Oh, God. I can't think of it.
You can't do it.
You don't know that.
Joseph.
Is it Don Quixote?
It is Don Quixote. Joseph with a last minute steal going up 4-2. So Leah, it's okay. It's all right. 4-2, but you get control. Going on to our second round one topic. We've got murder mysteries and Honey, I'm Holmes.
Honey, I'm home.
Honey, I'm Holmes. I had fun naming this category, as you can tell. Six more questions. And we're going to start off with you, Leah. Question number one. This Shakespearean actor and BFF to Patrick Stewart played an older Sherlock in the 2009 film Mr. Holmes.
Could you repeat the question?
Absolutely. This Shakespearean actor and BFF to Patrick Stewart played an older Sherlock in the 2009 film Mr. Holmes.
Sir Ian McKellen.
How formal it is, absolutely.
Wow, that was a guess.
Joseph, up 4-3 now. Going to go over to you for question number two. This actor who would eventually go on to play Bilbo Baggins portrayed the Watson to Benedict Cumberbatch's Holmes in the stellar BBC series Sherlock.
Oh, son of a gun. I know it's... I know exactly who it is. I'm just blanking on his name. Martin Freeman?
Martin Freeman is correct. He came up with it. Now up 5-3. Going back to Aaliyah for question three. This Hollywood leading man and former owner of the Viper Room got his chance to play Holmes, at least vocally, as he led the surprisingly star-studded cast that included Emily Blunt and James McAvoy in the 2018 animated film Sherlock Gnomes. And yes, this is a real film.
That's
Sherlock
a real film.
Gnomes. Joseph itching for a steal here.
Hugh Jackman?
I can't give it to you, Leah. Joseph.
I think I know the answer, but I want to make sure I get it right. Can you repeat the question?
Absolutely. This Hollywood leading man and former owner of the Viper Room got his chance to play Holmes, at least vocally, as he led the surprisingly star-studded cast that included Emily Blunt and James McAvoy in the 2018 animated film Sherlock Gnomes.
Johnny Depp.
Johnny Depp is correct. Another steal for Joseph, going up 6-3. And we're sticking with you for question number four. Trading his Superman cape for a Deerstalker hat, Henry Cavill played Sherlock in this Netflix film based on an adult fiction series of the same name, a young adult fiction series of the same name, by Nancy Springer, that centers on the teenage sister of the famous detective.
Enola Holmes?
Wasn't that mine?
No, that was Joseph's, and he got it right. He's up 7-3, but you can come back here, Leah. Question number 5. Robert Downey Jr. stars in this 2011 follow-up to his first Sherlock Holmes film that featured Holmes and Watson battling Jared Harris's Professor Moriarty and contained this subtitle.
Sherlock Holmes, Game of Shadows.
Raising her hands in victory. Another point for Leah, 7-4. I'm going to close this one out with Joseph. This future Sith Lord got his crack at playing Holmes back in 1962 in a Terence Fisher-directed film ominously entitled Sherlock Holmes and the Deadly Necklace.
Christopher Lee?
Gotta watch out for those deadly necklaces. I always say that. All right, we finish round one. Joseph with a solid lead. 8 points to Leah's 4. Might have a good suspicion as to what it is, but let's put everyone out of their misery at home and reveal the mystery topic of the week.
The story of our lives. Who we are. Where we came from. Is written inside of us before we're ever born.
What a different life you led.
I was trying to help him. Sherlock didn't have to die.
He may be reckless.
This is not an approved procedure. No one's ever tried it before.
But he's also a genius.
Why would you do this?
Because no one else will.
You can see into people's bodies and their souls. Who are you?
He is Dr. John Watson, and this time we're really leading into the doctor title with the new medical drama Watson premiering this month on CBS. So to celebrate the Good Doctor's Day in the spotlight, we've got 10 questions all about the world of Watson and, yes, his buddy Sherlock Holmes, too. So you guys know how this works. We got 10 questions, 2 points for a correct answer, 1 point for a steal. Question's a little bit more difficult, so we're going to reactivate your modifiers, your minus ones, your take twos, and your plus threes. You know how to use them. So we're going to dive right in to the world of Watson with question number one going to Joseph. While more of an intellectual, Holmes is often also portrayed as a seasoned competitor in this combat sport put on display in Guy Ritchie's films.
Boxing?
Boxing is correct. That's 2 points for Joseph, now in double digits, up 10 points. Aaliyah, you can quickly catch up here. No worries. Question number two. Holmes has been portrayed by many actors over the last 100 years, including this former James Bond, who played him in the 1976 film Sherlock Holmes in New York.
Sean Connery?
I'm sorry, Sean Connery, not correct. I tried to say it in a Scottish accent too, but I'm not going to embarrass myself. Joseph, can you steal it for 1 point?
Bond actor, 70s. Did you say it was a future Bond actor?
Former James Bond.
Former, okay. I'll use my plus three.
All right, your options are George Lazenby, Sean Connery, Roger Moore.
Roger Moore?
And that's another point for Joseph for the steal. Very good. Joseph now up 11 points. And we're going to stick with him for question number three. Joseph, what classical instrument is Holmes known to play, also a favorite of Fat Tony in The Simpsons and Data in Star Trek?
The violin?
Holmes plays the violin. 2 more points for Joseph. Very good. Back over to Leah. Question number 4. Although it doesn't exist at Sherlock Holmes' actual address, number 221B, the Sherlock Holmes Museum can be found at number 239 on this street.
Baker Street.
That's more like it. 2 points over to Leah. Joseph still with a commanding lead, 13-6. We'll see if he can extend it even further. Question number 5. Considered one of the most famous stories ever written, this Holmes mystery is the first appearance of Sherlock Holmes since his apparent death in The Final Problem. and deals with Holmes and Watson investigation of an alleged supernatural creature.
The Hound of the Baskervilles.
That's two more points for Joseph. Now up 15-6. Question number six. Back to you, Aaliyah. Sportsman in his own right, Sir Arthur Conan Doyle was once on the same cricket team as Scottish novelist and playwright J.M. Barrie, who famously created this literary character.
Peter Pan?
J.M. Barrie created Peter Pan. Very good. A little more points for Aaliyah as we move in to question number seven. Joseph, many on the production team of Watson also worked on what other CBS procedural that was another modern-day retelling of Sherlock Holmes starring Johnny Lee Miller?
Elementary?
He's unstoppable, folks. Two more points for Joseph. Up 17 now to Aaliyah's 8. Let's try to get you back in the game here a little bit, Aaliyah. Question number 8. A bizarre fact about Sir Arthur Conan Doyle is, despite creating one of the most famous scientific minds in all of literature, he himself believed in the existence of these mythical creatures, going so far as to even write a book about them.
Ghosts.
I'm sorry, ghosts is incorrect. Joseph, no. Can you steal?
I'll use my take two. Aliens?
Aliens is incorrect. You have one guess remaining.
Angels.
Sir Arthur Conan Doyle believed in fairies. He wrote a book about them. Believed in tiny fairies that you could actually see sometimes. There we go.
I did not see that coming.
We're all learning something. All right, Joseph, rounding out question number 9 with you. What was the title of the very first Sherlock Holmes story ever published?
Man, I used to know this. I don't think I do anymore. The Scarlet Letter.
Scarlet Letter, surprisingly not a Sherlock Holmes story. I'm sorry to break it to you. Aaliyah. Can pick up a point here.
I remember what it was.
The Case of the Missing Glove.
Case of Missing Glove is correct. No, I'm sorry, it is not. Joseph, you know the answer now. Give it to me.
Is it A Study in Scarlet?
Yes, it's A Study in Scarlet. Came a little bit too late. No worries. All right, Aaliyah, get a couple extra points here. Close out round two. After retiring in his late 40s, Holmes devoted his life to the practice of apiculture, a hobby also enjoyed by Morgan Freeman and David Beckham, better known as what? You have modifiers if you need them.
Can I use my plus two?
Go ahead.
Beekeeping?
That's all you needed, because beekeeping is correct. Very good job. Closing out round two. Aaliyah going up 10 points there. Joseph at 17, but this is not a done deal, as we still have the face-off. Your category: Sherlock Holmes around the world. Players, the vast majority of Sherlock Holmes' cases kept he and Watson in jolly old England, but from time to time, his skills of deduction were needed elsewhere. So I am looking for the modern-day name of any country other than the UK where Sherlock Holmes was known to have traveled. There are 10 on this list, so Aaliyah, you're still very much in the game. Joseph, we're starting off with you.
The United States.
USA is correct. Speculated by Watson based on Holmes' familiarity with it. Aaliyah.
India.
India is correct. Debated by Holmes' enthusiasts because of his familiarity with the country, but I will give it to you.
Egypt?
Hey,
I would have thought so, but Egypt not on this list. So, Aaliyah, here's the situation. You can still tie this game up and force us to have a tiebreaker question. If you can name every other country that is on this list.
Okay. China.
I'm sorry, can't do it for you guys. Really good guesses. I mean, really, you could have stuck maybe a little bit closer to home. We got France. We got Germany. If we want to round out Europe, we got Switzerland. And then we got some crazy travels. Holmes traveled through the Middle East, went to Iran, Saudi Arabia, moved over to Sudan, all the way to Tibet, very, very close to China. And that rounds out his travels. He pretty much stuck to the UK. All right, well, we know what this means. Joseph, still with a commanding lead, but this game is not over yet. We're going to go back to the round one question that was not chosen, which, as a reminder, was murder mysteries. Could be open to anything and could make this final segment very important. But first, we're going to upgrade this category to genius level. All right, Joseph, you're in the hot seat. You know what you have to do here. Do you want to take 2 out of 3? And secure your win for the month of January. Make it undeniable, 3 for 3. Or do you turn this over to Aaliyah like you have both times? And hey, it's worked out very well. But it gives her the opportunity to steal your win from underneath you. What are you going to do?
Man, you know, variety is the spice of life, so I'll take this one.
He is taking the category himself, folks. Round of applause, but I don't have that sound effect. All right, Joseph, you know how this works. 3 genius level questions coming at you right now. To lock in your win for the month of January, you have a gimme. So if you get one wrong, that's okay. You only have to get 2 out of 3. Let's do this. Question number 1. Clint Eastwood adapted this Dennis Lehane novel in 2003, resulting in a haunting modern masterpiece of a film and Oscar wins for both Sean Penn and Tim Robbins.
Mystic River.
Mystic River is correct. Only needs one more correct question to win this game. In Murder Mysteries, question number 2. Joseph, this 2013 ABC reality show only ran for 1 season, probably because they killed off a member of their cast at the end of each episode. After that, who in their right mind would apply for season 2?
You said, was this a scripted show? Did I hear that correctly?
Reality show.
A reality show?
ABC reality show, 2013.
I have no idea. Who done it?
You done it, because that's the correct answer, Joseph. You've just won the game.
Oh my gosh, I pulled that out of my keister.
Did you even know that was a show, or did you just say a random word?
I had no idea it existed. That was a random title I came up with.
Well, Joseph, this is undeniable. You, sir, are a little genius, at least when it comes to Watson and, you know, all that stuff. But you took the month of January decisively. Well done, sir.
Yay, 3 is safe. 3 is the safest.
Aaliyah, you played valiantly. You got nothing to be ashamed of. And look, I will be absolutely happy. We can do a return match, perhaps, at some point, and maybe you can settle the score. How does that sound?
I would like that very much.
And I would love all of you to keep listening to Literal Genius. We'll be back next month with a brand new team competing for pop culture trivia superiority. You can always support the show by going to patreon.com/literalgeniuspodcast and support the show by just telling your trivia loving friends about us. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, anywhere you find podcasts. Joseph, Aaliyah, this has been a wonderful competition, wonderful month of trivia. You two are awesome. You are both literal geniuses. I'm willing to say it right now. And we'll have to do this again sometime. Thank you so much for being on the show. I have been your quizmaster, John Orton, and we will talk to you guys in the month of February.